Red Sox baseball back on the air for game two of the six-game series between the Salem Red Sox and the Columbia Fireflies. Hello, everyone. Tyler Katz joined alongside Giovanni Heater for game two. And yesterday, Gio, a big win for Salem in walk-off fashion. A walk-off walk by Luis Ravello. Salem now a game away from being back to 500 on the season.
Yeah, it was a massive way to start the series for the Red Sox, because not only did they get a win to start it, which is obviously big, they beat one of the best teams in the entire league. Matter of fact, the best team in the Southern Division. Coming into it, Columbia was 17-10. They had won 7 of their last 10 games. They were dominant on the road, 8-4 on the season going into that game one, so it looked gloomy for Salem, and they were able to respond in a big way and take down one of the better teams in this league.
Well, Salem entering this game at 13-14, Columbia at 17-11, leading off Gene Ramirez, the left fielder for the Fireflies. Starting on the mound today for Salem, left-handed pitcher Dalton Rogers, the Southern Miss grad, an 0-1 record on the season, a 3.55 ERA. His first pitch missing low at 93 for ball one. First pitch recorded today at 7:07 p.m. Beautiful day for baseball. Clear skies, 73 degrees. 1-0. Ramirez tries to lay down a bunt, but it goes foul. Uniforms today, white pants for Salem with navy blue belts, red jerseys, navy blue numbers with white outlines with Red Sox written in navy blue across the front. 1-1, check swing on a pitch low at 87. Traditional home caps for Salem, the navy blue caps with the red S insignia. Ramirez did not play yesterday, faces a 2-1 count, shows bunt again, but another miss at 93. 3-1 hitters count for Ramirez. Columbia, same jerseys as yesterday, gray pants with a navy blue stripe down the side, navy blue jerseys with neon yellow to green numbers on the back. High pop-up heading back towards the press box, but it will drop just in front into the seats, full count to Ramirez. The secondary logo for Columbia of the Jar of Fireflies adorns the left side of the jersey around the heart, navy blue caps with the primary logo on the front. Ramirez lifts the ball over to left. Alan Castro, who's in left field, ranges over into foul territory to make the catch for the first out of today's game.
You know, it's a nice job there by Dalton Rogers. Stick with it. Got down 3-1 at one point. Very much so a hitter's count there for Ramirez, and then Rogers able to respond and able to produce a first out, and that's a good confidence boost. You know, ERC, Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, looked at as kind of the ace for the Red Sox. Didn't have his best stuff in his start yesterday. Salem looking to get a quality start here out of Rogers.
Brings up Omar Hernandez, who grounds one back to the second baseman, Luis Ravello. Flip on to first. Two quick outs for Columbia here in the top of the first inning.
It's always pretty for the pitch count. First pitch swing for an out.
Always. It brings up Lisandro Rodriguez, the second baseman today. Was 0-for-4 yesterday with a hat trick of strikeouts. Dalton Rogers, the pitcher for Salem. Like you mentioned, Gio, pitch count kept relatively low so far. Ball inside, misses at 86. There's a bit of a family history in athletics. Dad played baseball at Hines Community College. Mom played softball at Belhaven College. Ball downstairs again for Rogers. Two balls and no strikes. Played for the Southern Miss Golden Eagles in his collegiate times, did Dalton. Skips up one in the dirt at 88. Count will move to 3-0 in favor of Lisandro Rodriguez. 3-0 delivery right at the letters. Nice fastball finds the zone for Rogers. Strike one.
And another 3-1 count here.
Big hitters count for Rodriguez. Brett Squires stands on deck. A called strike gets Rodriguez slightly heading out of the box. Our umpires today in the field, Corey Gerber, behind the plate calling the balls and strikes, Brandon Schmidt. That one is a ball low, however. Another fastball for Rogers. Misses. First base runner today for the Fireflies reaches on the free pass. It brings up Brett Squires. Squires, today's first baseman, played first yesterday in a 1-for-4 performance. Columbia achieved 8 base hits last night in a 6-5 loss. First pitch to Squires, bounces in the dirt, gets over the head of Ender Solira. By the way, new catcher just called up from the Florida Complex League a couple of days ago. Ender Solira, the starting catcher for the Red Sox tonight. Squires will take second base, or excuse me, Rodriguez takes second base on the wild pitch.
We got a time call. We have a ball in left field all the way on the track.
Maybe something left over from batting practice?
Yeah, something must have got away from cleanup crew. They throw it into the bullpen, and back to baseball we go with the 1-0 count.
Squires, a .282 hitter on the year. A look back towards second base for Rogers. A step off, no pickoff move as Rogers just stares Rodriguez back to second base.
Smart, though, to avoid the balk and be careful with that. Pull the full body off the bag.
Still a 1-0 count to Squires. Enters today on a 2-game hitting streak as a called strike downstairs. 1-1. Another ball downstairs. So it's been a few misses so far for Dalton Rogers. As he's not struggled to find the zone, but hasn't found the zone consistently so far in this first inning. A check swing is a called strike. 2-2. Squires, the Oklahoma Sooner, prior to the draft, was named an All-Big 12 honorable mention with 6 home runs last season for Oklahoma. 2-2, swung on and missed. Squires goes down on strikes. It leaves Rodriguez over at second base. Middle of the first inning, we're scoreless. Salem gets its first opportunity with bats in their hands when we come back on MILB TV and Valley Live. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Salem about to get its at-bats, but first we'll introduce you to the pitcher for the Columbia Fireflies. Ben Caterna has been one of the best pitchers in the Carolina League as of recently, has not allowed a run in 11 and two-thirds innings straight. The native to Shawnee Mission, Kansas, was drafted out of high school by the Kansas City Royals. as his first pitch finds the zone, a fastball low to the leadoff batter and center fielder Roman Anthony. Caderna sets fires and a ground ball foul puts it 0-2. Caderna drafted from Blue Valley's Southwest High School in Overland Park, Kansas, playing for the Timberwolves. Swing and a foul ball hooked out of play. Two guys who were quite literally in high school this time last year. Caderna versus Anthony to lead off the ball game. Grounder foul just ticked off home plate before popping up a little deeper into foul territory. But Caderna has been so good this season. Ball inside is the first miss to Anthony. Did allow a couple of runs his first three appearances, but since then, April 28th against Augusta, May 4th against Myrtle Beach, did not allow a run in 11 innings of work, where both of his wins came, by the way. Ball downstairs, 2-2. Delivery, grounder to first, picked up by Squires, who will step on first base himself for the first out of the inning. A three unassisted will bring up Miguel Blakes.
Not a bad piece there by Anthony. Sharply hit ball, but hit right to a defender. Squires made a good play on it.
First pitch just missing a bit downstairs to Blaze. Well, Ben Caderna, the second overall prospect in the Royals organization. As there's a fly ball hit towards left. Ramirez comes in, but it drops in front of Ramirez. It's a one-out single for Miguel Blaze. It brings up Cutter Coffey with one away and one on. But as I was mentioning, Caderna, the highest-ranked prospect with the Columbia Fireflies right now, the only player that outranks him in the Royals organization is with the Quad City River Bandits and a man who played his college ball just 35 to 40 minutes away from here in Gavin Cross at Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Pickoff back to first, but in safely is Blaze.
As two Virginia Tech students, we were looking forward to hopefully seeing Gavin here, but he excelled very, very quickly and has already passed the single A level. Already playing up in high A.
Runner goes, throw down from the catcher. He is out. What a throw by Hernandez. Tag was made by Rodriguez, and Miguel Blaze, who has double-digit steals on the season, is caught stealing. There are two away in the bottom of the first.
Yeah, it's really hard to catch that guy, right? He's got so much speed on the base pass, but I think both teams anticipating a lot of steals. You're looking at two teams that are very prolific in that category. Salem third in the league, Columbia first or second in the league, I should say, both top three in steals.
A swing and a miss on a breaking ball for Cutter Coffey. Ball downstairs. By the way, the next highest ranked prospect in the Royals organization with the Fireflies is Frank Mazzucato, who is another starting pitcher who we have yet to see. Ball outside. So we'll put a 2-2 count on the scoreboard. Fastball from Caderna and a off-speed fouled off by Coffey.
No better situation, too, if you're Columbia. Not only do you get the throwdown, but it was a strike, too. So you get the out, and you start ahead in the count. This one's fouled into the seats. Keep it 2-2.
Another foul ball, but Salem, it's got to make you feel good against a pitcher to Caderna's catalog as a swing and a miss by Coffey ends the inning. First strikeout for Caderna. And I was mentioning, has to make Salem feel good that they at least know that they can get a base hit off of him. But we'll have to leave it there for the first inning, scoreless through an inning of play here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Fireflies come back up to bat when we come back on MILB TV and Valley Live. welcome you back here to Salem. Daniel Vasquez, Eric Pena, and Brennan McNair. Due up this inning for the Fireflies, taking on the lefty Dalton Rogers. Half-hearted swing and a miss for Daniel Vasquez. Second-guessed himself, but much too late for strike one on the scoreboard. Breaking ball from Rogers. Bouncing ball in the dirt. Well, with it being May and summer just around the corner, that means the, for the most part, end of school class is coming up. Called strike to Vasquez, fastball at 93. You know, a lot of high schools and middle schools in the area, maybe not now, but towards the start of June more so, our classes starting to wrap up there. It's a foul ball back, but Gio, we were talking about Virginia Tech last inning. Commencement and graduation ceremonies starting today and lasting through the weekend, so some big moments going on a few miles down the road and at Roanoke College just down the street. Foul ball. We'll keep the count at 1-2. And then, of course, about an hour away from here at Radford University as well.
Yeah. I mean, this is a region of the country with a lot of schools. Especially, I mean, you can drive 2 hours and a plethora of schools down in North Carolina, all in that triangle.
1-2, fouled off.
It's that time of year, special time of year, no doubt about it.
Don't forget Columbia, not too far away, about, say, four and a half hours, home of the University of South Carolina, too. So big part of the country in which education just thrives. Ball inside, we'll put it at a 2-2. Daniel Vasquez, the starting shortstop today, had a really good day yesterday, going 3-for-4 with a double. 2-2 flared over towards right. Blaise gives chase towards the line, reaches up and makes the catch on a light jog. Vasquez flies out to right to begin the top of the second inning. One away for the Fireflies, bringing up Eric Pena.
Yeah, that was a curveball, and he's kicking himself because he was just a little too far underneath it and maybe slightly late on it as well, but definitely got a piece and got the pitch he wanted with that curveball.
Pena, the batter, currently is the center fielder. Went 1-for-3 yesterday with a pair of strikeouts. First pitch, a fastball that misses low. Delivery just a bit low as well, 92 mile per hour fastball. The last time we saw Dalton Rogers was back on May 3rd, which was last Wednesday. Pitched three innings against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, allowed three hits, two runs, walking three and striking out seven. Called strike upstairs on the breaking ball. Rogers, really only a two-pitch pitcher. Ball will miss outside. Fastball, typically averaging around 92 to 94, has a changeup from around 81 to 83, and then a slider that he doesn't throw too often in the mid to upper 80s. Fastball will miss low, and that fastball he's not been able to locate above the knees so far. It's a walk to Pena, the second walk surrendered today by Dalton Rogers. We'll bring up Brennan McNair with one out and a runner aboard for the Fireflies.
Yeah, good spot to be here if you're Columbia. Salem trying to find a way to slam the door shut here.
First offering, that fastball is finally elevated for Rogers for strike one. Walked Lisandro Rodriguez in the first inning when there were two outs. Rodriguez got the second before being stranded. 0-1 just fouled off by McNair. On the changeup from Rogers. Seems like that changeup has a lot more velocity this season than it did last. Has been developed in Salem. Pickoff back to first, but in safely and easily is Eric Pena. Well, yesterday we were talking about how Columbia was so hot entering this series, winners of their last three series. As a called strike three, Brennan McNair takes a fastball high in the zone, backwards K in the scorebook for Dalton Rogers. It's his second strikeout of the ballgame as it brings up Junior Calderon. Calderon, a 140 batter, did not see him yesterday. He's the designated hitter today. Rogers fires inside. A fastball at 92, a ball inside. Well, we were mentioning how Columbia started so hot, and Salem walking it off last night, quite literally. Ball in the dirt downstairs. Lira throws down, tagged out, and caught stealing is Eric Pena. Anderson Lira says, "I'm here in the Carolina League, and you're out at second base." Middle of the second inning, Fireflies blanked after getting a runner aboard. Salem has the 4-5-6 due up when we come back on MILB TV and Bally Live. Last inning, Ender Solira caught Eric Pena stealing, but Luis Ravello sends one on a rope out into right, but it's into the glove of Layton for the first out of the inning, bringing up Alan Castro. Defensively for Columbia, Ramirez in left, Pena in right, Pena in center, Layton in right, McNair at third, Vasquez at short, Rodriguez second base, Squires at first, the battery for Columbia, Caderna on the mound with Hernandez behind the plate. First pitch to Castro comes inside for a called strike one. Castro, a 189 batter on the season, has been struggling recently. Ball comes inside, a 1-1 count. And Castro is just one for his last 20. 1-1 tipped back foul. Off-speed pitch.
I'll tell you what, though, it was a pretty big hit yesterday to get out of that 0-for-19 slump. Ended up with an RBI single in the seventh, and that was a go-ahead run for the Sox.
Columbia went on to tie it in the top of the ninth. Before Salem walked it off in the bottom of the ninth, not using extra innings. Ball outside will make it a 2-2. After Marcus Olivares walked three straight batters, one of them intentionally, to win the game for Salem. Ball outside will make it a full count. Three balls, two strikes to Castro. And a ball will draw the walk for the Dominican native Alan Castro. First walk surrendered by Caderna today as it brings up Juan Chacon. Caderna has walked at least one batter in each of his five appearances so far this season. Most most recently against the Pelicans, walked 3 in 6 innings of work. Called strike downstairs to Juan Chacon, who is the designated hitter today. Chacon yesterday, the left fielder for Salem. 0-1 just outside, pickoff back to first. Safe at first is Alan Castro, but taking a massive lead. We saw that yesterday where Salem was caught sleeping 3 times. Picked off at first base. One-one delivery, Chacon caught chasing on the 80-mile-per-hour pitch. Puts the count at a ball and 2 strikes for Chacon. Juan Chacon, the native de Valera, Venezuela. Pickoff back to first yet again, but again back in safely is Alan Castro. Salem stole 4 bases last night compared to Columbia's 3. We were talking about it yesterday. These 2 of the best base-stealing teams in the league, number 2 and 3, as the runner goes on a foul ball, Juan Chacon had to battle off with a 1-2 count, protecting
the
plate.
Hit and run.
And protecting the hit and run. Also had to think if that pitch, if Chacon's mind were to be a ball, he would have held off. But with 2 strikes, again, having to protect the plate. One, two, ripped into the netting. Keeps the count where it is.
Yeah, that was in on the hands a little late on that one on the fastball, but still getting a piece of it was Chacon staying alive here.
Chacon has an opportunity to push the runner in Castro further. Anderso Lira stands on deck. There's a ground ball, gets through the left side. Juan Chacon has himself a base hit. Stopping at second base is Alan Castro. And it brings up the catcher, Anderso Lira.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, TK, it's only a matter of time before Chacon gets that bat going. This is a guy with his defensive talent and his ability in the field. If he can really find his stride in the batter's box and really work on his game as a hitter, you can see him playing in the bigs, no doubt about it. I can see Juan Chacon being a guy that's playing up in the big leagues.
Well, it brings up Lira, who's making his single A debut, called strike outside. He played in the Florida Complex League last season, batting just .129. Played in the Dominican Summer League in 2021. Has not been known for his bat, but more so what he's been able to do in the field and behind the plate as a catcher. Ball upstairs will put it at a 1-1 count. Last season in the Florida Complex League, 38% of runners caught stealing. 1-1, big swing and a miss on a fastball. Lira was looking to send that one deep into the outfield. First single A at bat for the Venezuelan native from San Felipe. One, two, swung on and missed, and Anderso Lira will go down on strikes. It's the 2nd strikeout for Cadorna as it brings up Albert Feliz. Feliz again did not play in yesterday's ballgame, getting his debut this season against the Fireflies today. Ball outside. Worth noting, this is only the 2nd season in which Columbia has visited Salem Memorial Ballpark. Salem, however, at their home park, a perfect 7-0 against Columbia. Swing and a grounder foul up the third baseline. Swept the Fireflies at this park last season, won the series opener yesterday.
That was such a big win because, I just can't go back and say enough how good Columbia is as a crew. They had won 7 of 10.
1-1 swung on and missed for strike 2.
They had won 7 of 10. but it's how they do it. They play that small ball known for the bunting with the stealing, and they're just a pesky kind of a team, but really, really talented with some hot bats, and to beat them is really saying something.
1-2 dropped in the dirt. First base is occupied, so that does it. Back-to-back Ks for Ben Caderna. Stop the threat with a runner in scoring position. Through two innings, we're still scoreless here in Salem. We'll be back on MILB TV and on Valley Live. Welcome you back here to Salem. Columbia back up to bat. Junior Calderon. We mentioned him in the previous inning as he fouls the first pitch from Rogers off to the third base side. However, he did not get to have his full at bat as Eric Pena was caught stealing by Ender Solira to end the inning. So he starts with a fresh count here in the third. Ball outside. On the change from Dalton Rogers for ball one. 1-1. Finding the zone. Has continued to go outside to those right-handed batters for the Fireflies. One, two, lifted in the air towards right, hooking foul territory as it lands into the Columbia bullpen down the right field line. Blaze thought about giving it a chase before he saw just how far it was going to land out of play. One, two, big cut and miss. Junior Calderon will go down on strikes, third strikeout of the ball game for Dalton Rogers. Brings up the nine-hole batter, Roger Layton. Layton did not play in yesterday's ballgame. Makes his season debut against the Red Sox today. So good last season as the first pitch goes for strike one. Hit 361 in 18 games with 8 doubles and 2 home runs. Has not had the same success so far this season as he takes a ball low. Layton batting 146 on the year, however, with one home run. Swing and a foul ball, foul. Back behind the plate to the backstop for strike two. It's been back-to-back strikeouts for Dalton Rogers. He takes a pitch called strike three. Make it three consecutive strikeouts for Dalton Rogers He now has 4 on the evening. Back to the top of the order for Columbia, Gene Ramirez. Rogers has looked really good, only allowing 2 base runners through the first 9 batters of the ballgame. First pitch to Ramirez, called strike outside, and it slipped my mind until now of our third inning trivia question. As always, you can tweet in your answers using the hashtag SalemSoxBroadcast. Bunt laid down the third baseline, picked up by Rogers, throw on to first will not be in time. First bunt single we've seen all day, or all series, I should say. Gene Ramirez will have the first hit of the night for Columbia, bringing up Omar Hernandez. Today's category is Boston Red Sox pitchers. Whose 3,006 innings pitched are the most in Boston Red Sox history? Omar Hernandez, the batter, will swing and ground one to third, picked up by Liendo, throw on to first. He's in time for the out. So not a whole lot of time to answer when we come back for the bottom of the third. The answer to the question, who's 3,006 innings most pitched in team history for the Boston Red Sox? Answer when we come back. Answer at hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast. Be back for the bottom of the third on MILB TV and Valley Live. We welcome you back here to Salem. Abram Liendo will lead the inning off as the 9-hole batter in the Salem batting order. He bunts but pops it up. It drops into fair territory but rolls foul just past the glove of McNair. An unfortunate break for Salem as Liendo dropped the bunt in front of McNair, but again it rolled into foul territory for strike one. Liendo was on his horse heading for first.
Rarely do you ever see Salem bunt. I don't think I've seen them bunt the entire season, not once.
I would have to agree with you there. On a few, if any. 0-1 ball downstairs will put the count even at a ball and a strike. You don't see bunts that often anymore now with the universal designated hitter. 1-1 bouncing up the middle into the glove of Vasquez. Throw into first, got him in time at first. A 6-3 ground out. The crowd disagreeing with Corey Gerber, the first base umpire. Gerber did not have a lot of fans yesterday as the home plate umpire either.
Yeah, I was going to say they were on Mr. Gerber yesterday as well when he was behind home plate. So, well, it was a bang-bang play. I think it was the right call.
Back to the top of the order. Anthony takes the ball downstairs. I know we didn't give you a whole lot of time to answer our trivia question today, but with one out in the bottom of the third, it's time for our answer. 1-0, back up the middle, diving glove of Vasquez, turnaround, throw is wild, and into the Columbia dugout. Anthony makes the smarter play to stay at first. Tag is applied, but he never made the turn towards second base, so he is safe at first. Base hit for Anthony with one away.
Yeah, I mean, it's the right thing to do to give him the tag if you're Squires, because, and I was watching Anthony, and he never made a move to turn. He never did. Oh, we got an injury.
Yeah, I believe that is Rodriguez out in the field. Lisandro Rodriguez dropped his hat and glove, is now in shallow center field. No trainers coming to check him out just yet, as he's left to his own devices. He gets the hat and glove back. Looks like he's okay. We'll take a look at that play if you're watching on MILB TV. Just a bouncing ball.
Outstanding grab.
Kind of belly flopped into the ground and twisted his body to make the play.
They do record it as a base hit for Roman Anthony as well, confirmed on the scorekeeper. So
Miguel Blaise skies one in the air into foul territory. Squires, the first baseman, calling everybody off as he reaches up and makes the catch for out two. Brings up Cutter Coffey, who's 0 for 1 today. But onto our trivia answer today. The question was, in the category of Boston Red Sox pitchers, whose 3,006 innings pitched are the most in team history? The answer, or do you have a guess? Or
a guess? I'm going to say Roger Clemens or Pedro Martinez.
It's not. Ball downstairs to Coffey. Correct answer is Tim Wakefield. Tim Wakefield's 3,006 innings, the most in Red Sox history. Grounder heading over to short or second. Rodriguez picks it up, throws on to first. In time for the out. Yet again, Salem gets a hit but can't do anything with it. A hit in each of the first three innings. We're scoreless through a third of today's ballgame here in Salem on MILB TV and Bally Live. Welcome you back here to Salem. Top of the fourth inning, about to get underway. Taking you the way through the middle innings, here's Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Scoreless here as we head to the top of the fourth on a beautiful night for baseball at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Hi, everybody. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. TK, what a gorgeous night. Always has a little bit more excitement when a good team is in town. The Red Sox are winning games. As the first pitch to Lisandro Rodriguez is a ball to the outside. He squared up for a bunt, ran into it, and pulled away. Still Dalton Rogers on the hill for the Red Sox. He winds and fires the 1-0, and it's swung on and missed on the off-speed inside and tight at 80 miles an hour. The count now evened up at a ball and a strike. Lisandro Rodriguez walked in his first at-bat, advanced to second, on a wild pitch. Looks in ball number 281 to the outside, and the count now two balls and a strike. Well, as you can hear, bark in the park night at the ballpark this evening. The 2-1 swung on and fouled back. Count now even at 2-2. This time a fastball Rodriguez got a piece of. 236 on the year is Rodriguez. Has three home runs with 12 RBIs, so a deadly bat. Did not have his best stuff yesterday, though. Struck out three times. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. It skips up. It's picked up by Lira. He throws to first in time, and it will be a strikeout for Dalton Rogers. Number five on the day for Mr. Rogers, the Southern Miss product.
Rogers has been looking really good so far. Only one hit allowed on not too much you can do for a bunt single for Gene Ramirez. Some baseball purists will say it's a little bit of a cheap way to get your first hit of the ball game on a bunt single, but it was a hit nonetheless for Ramirez last inning.
Here's Brett Squires, the former Oklahoma Sooner. Looks in ball number one to the outside, 87 on the radar gun, and the count now 1-0. Squires struck out swinging his first time around to close out the first inning. Left the runner aboard second. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with that sweeping slider. Ton of lateral movement on that, and it's 1-1.
Yeah, that slider, he doesn't throw it too often, but it's so good when he does.
1-1 pitch, check swing, they'll say that he goes. Brandon Schmidt calling balls and strikes behind home plate, and the count now moves to 1-2. Another off-speed, Rogers solemnly going with the fastball. Really mixing up his off-speed pitches here, throws a curveball, a slider, mixes in the changeup. The 1-2. That time he went with a fastball at 94. It missed outside. Standing up was Lira. Rogers says, my bad. I think he wanted that one painting the outside corner. Instead, now it's 2-2 the pitch. This one skips up in the dirt, blocked by Lira, and it'll move to a full count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Couldn't ask for a more picture-perfect night for baseball. Sun is setting out in right field underneath the mountains here in the Roanoke Valley. The 3-2. Swing and a line drive foul into the seats in left. We'll stay at 3-2. Well, you got a pretty good group of dogs out here tonight. Not a bad crowd either. Here's the 3-2. Breaking ball misses high, and it's a one-out walk worked on a full count here by Brett Squires, the former Sooner, aboard on first. That'll set up the shortstop, Daniel Vasquez, batting plus 300, 309 on the year with 18 ribbies. 0-for-1 today, he flew out to Miguel Blaise in right field in his first time around. Lefty on righty, the first pitch misses high and in on an off-speed pitch at 85. And the count now 1-0. It's that time of year, so many sports going on. You got the NHL playoffs. Course baseball season in full swing here. Runner goes from first. The 1-0 swung on, lifted foul territory and right, skying out into the seats. Trotting back to first base, Boomer Sooner, Brett Squires, and it's 1-1. NHL playoffs, TK right here up in the booth. Got the Florida Panthers and the Toronto Maple Leafs going. Davey, Florida native to my right. Getting to that point in the baseball season where you're starting to get a sample of what teams are really all about. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a fly ball foul, seats in right. This one doinked off the top of the railing, and it is out of the park. Don't see that all the time.
Now you can hear it hit the railing from in our booth.
Large lead at first here for Squires, held on by Feliz. The 1-2, runner goes, swing and a fly ball, shallow center. Coming on is Anthony. Anthony makes the left-handed pitch, chucks it down to first. It's a sky-high grab by Feliz. In there safely is Squires. Feliz had to jump way up for that one on a near overthrow and a big mistake for Roman Anthony, but he does make the catch coming on from center, and there's two away.
No, but I like the attempt for Anthony. He saw how far off the back Squires was. There was an attempt there. Sure, could the throw in have been a little lower? Yes, but that's what you have to ask for with a very good team in town in Columbia.
Well, here's Eric Pena, the lefty, the first pitch. finds the outside corner, 86 on the changeup in the count now 0-1. Again, shying away from the fastball here, especially on the first pitch, is Dalton Rogers. 0-1 on the way, runner will go, swing and a miss, throw down to second, dropped. Coffey had a chance, tried to sweep across. The throw was a little bit too far to the left. Right-hand side of Coffey had to range across his body, and in that transition, just couldn't quite get it across. Ended up losing it. In safely is Brett Squires with a stolen bag. A good effort by Lira. If the throw was to the right-hand side, it probably would have been an out. Lira already gunned one down today.
Only the second time tonight in which Columbia's got a runner into scoring position. Problem is for the Fireflies, they're down to their final strike of the inning.
A ball and a pair of strikes for Eric Pena. The 1-2, check swing. They'll say he went. That'll do it. How about strikeout number 6 for Dalton Rogers through 4. We're still scoreless here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the 4th after this on MILB TV. Bottom of the 4th inning action on a beautiful night for baseball at Carilion Clinic Field. Here in the press box, high above Salem Memorial Ballpark, I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Tyler Katz. We got ourselves a scoreless ball game through 3.5, and two pitchers absolutely going at it. Dalton Rogers for the Salem Red Sox. Through 4 innings, he's given up just 1 hit, 3 walks. How about 6 strikeouts? And on the other side, Ben Coderna, entering now what is his 4th inning of work. Leading us off, Luis Ravello. We've seen a called strike 1 at 90 on the gun.
With his 3 scoreless innings so far, he's now up to 14 and 2/3 consecutive innings without a run allowed.
Coderna has pitched again 3 innings, given up 3 hits, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts for him at a 4.58 ERA to this point. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. And the count now moves to 1-2. Well, Luis Ravello, after being a red-hot stick for the Sox, hitless in his last 2 ball games. Looks in ball number 2 to the outside on a fastball at 91, and the count now evens up at 2-2. Flew out to right in his first at-bat. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a sky-high drive out towards right. This ball's going. It is gone! The first home run in 2023 for the Red Sox at Salem Memorial Ballpark belongs to Luis Ravello, and the Sox take a 1-0 lead.
Well, how about that? First home run at Salem Memorial breaks that nearly 15 consecutive inning streak for Ben Coderna. Streaks are ending all over the place. With one swing of the bat, Luis Ravello has been so hot, it was only a matter of time before he launched one out towards right field.
Ravello with his 3rd home run of the season, and again for the first time here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, a Red Sox has homered. How about that to get us going in the bottom of 4? First pitch, Reyes is inside for Alan Castro, brushing him off the plate at 82. And the count now 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball missing outside. 1-1. Castro walked the first time around. Yesterday broke a slump as this one's fouled away. And the count now 1-2. Excuse me, 2 balls and a strike for Castro, the pitch. Swing and a foul back. Now we'll go to 2-2. Castro coming into yesterday was on a 19 at-bat slump. 0 for his last 19, ended up with a hit. A huge one at that. An RBI single to take a 5-4 lead for the Sox. Columbia would end up tying it in the top of the ninth before the Red Sox won it. 2-2 misses, and the count now 3-2, 82 on the off-speed. The official dimensions, 370 feet on the home run from Luis Ravello to take a 1-0 lead on the solo shot over the right field fence. 100-mile-per-hour exit velocity off the bat. The payoff pitch to Castro. Looked inside, ball 4, full count walk, and the Sox have one aboard with nobody out and a 1-0 lead. Pretty good way to start the bottom of 4 here, TK.
Yeah, and for Castro drawing his second walk of the game, you have that momentum with the home run. This could be a big inning for the Red Sox if Cadorna continues to more or less not falter, but second-guess himself after the long ball.
Here's Juan Chacon, the designated hitter. Singled in his first at-bat. Ball 1 misses to the outside on a fastball off the plate, and the count now 1-0. I was talking about how great Juan Chacon is on the defensive side. I mean, these Superman-like diving plays. Check over to first, sliding in safely with a little bit of alarm is Alan Castro. Still 1-0. He's in there safely. Still nobody out. Runner aboard first. Big glance for Cadorna. Back over to first. Kicks and deals the 1-0. Runner goes. A ripper flied out into the air, into the gap in right, and it is dropped. Pena can't corral it. Throw to second. Not in time. And it's a double for Juan Chacon. 2-for-2 on the night. Moves Alan Castro to third, and the Red Sox have 2 runners in scoring position.
Well, Ben Cadorna, as I've been mentioning, has been so good his past couple of games. There are no outs and only 1 run is scored here, but it's almost seeming like the wheels are starting to fall off the bus a bit.
We were talking to the broadcaster of the Fireflies yesterday. As here's Anderson Lira. Swings and misses at the first pitch, a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-1. Struck out in his first at-bat. First game playing for the Salem Red Sox. First single-A game of his career, the 0-1. Swing and a fly ball, tailing foul into right field. 0-2 quickly now for Anderson Lira. Already got a gun down from behind home plate today. Can he add some more to his early highlight reel? Runners on second and third. Nobody out. The 0-2. Swing and a chopper down the left field line. Foul. They stay at 0-2. And their broadcaster was saying they didn't play their best baseball yesterday. That's how good this team is. Salem was still that close with them. Had to walk it off. And that was one of the poorest performances that the Fireflies had had. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strikeout for the second time today for Lira. And he sat down swinging. Strikeout number 4 for Ben Cadorna. And here's Albert Feliz. Big spot here. 1 down. Runners on second and third. Chacon comfortable at second with 2 hits today. Alan Castro at third. Check swing. Pulling back is Feliz. An appeal. And the field umpire, Corey Gerber, said that he did not go. It missed low and away, and it's 1-0. Infield playing in and tight here. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a ripper on the ground. This one scooped up by Vasquez. Throws to first in time. Did not get the tag. He was trying to grab Juan Chacon after scooping that one up. Wasn't able to do so. It does get the second out, though. That was a screaming line drive on the ground there to Vasquez, and he made a nice play, almost grabbed an impressive double play. Instead, just gets the one, and this sets up Abram Liendo. Man, you'd hate to strand two guys after such a hot start to the inning.
Well, it was a perfectly played ball by Vasquez there. He couldn't get the line drive. He couldn't get it in the air, so he threatened the two runners back to their respective bags. Perfect play.
First pitch to Liendo in there for a strike. 93 on the fastball. 0-1. Liendo grounded out to short his first time around tonight. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses low and away, and the count now evened up at a ball and a strike. Liendo typically the nine-hole guy pretty much every single game. Ended up with a hit yesterday. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball snaps back down into the zone, tight towards the letters, and it's 1-2. Just 153 on the year with three RBIs is Liendo, but again, did have a hit yesterday. Ended up scoring twice, once after a walk and once after the base hit. Flew out and grounded out as well, so went 1-for-3 with a walk when you tally it all up. 1-2 pitch and a big one. Swing and a fly ball going back in center field is Pena. Tracks it up, makes the catch for out number three. Salem ends up putting up a run. They do so on a pair of hits. No errors. They leave two runners in scoring position. Luis Ravello with a moonshot over the right field fence. The first home run at Salem Memorial Ballpark for a Red Sox this season. It's a 1-0 lead for the Red Sox as we head to the top of the fifth after this on MILB TV. Welcome back here on MILB TV. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. Top of the fifth action here in Salem, and a swing and a miss out of Brennan McNair, the third baseman, to start after the 84-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch. Dalton Rogers winds and fires the 0-1. This one flared up into the air out into shallow right. Miguel Blaise comes on, camps under it, makes the grab for out number one. Quick fly out here on just a pair of pitches for Dalton Rogers. Sits down McNair. It's a 1-0 lead for the Red Sox here in the top of the fifth after a solo shot over the right field fence by Luis Ravello. Leadoff homer back in the bottom of the fourth. Here we go with Junior Calderon, the designated hitter. Swings and misses at the first pitch. It's a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 0-1. Calderon struck out swinging his first time around. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Finds the zone, called strike two. Inside corner, it's 0-2. Dalton Rogers with six strikeouts tonight, looking for number seven, the 0-2. Way inside, in below the ankles, and they count now 1-2. Dalton Rogers out of Southern Miss, putting up some big numbers this season for the Salem Red Sox. Winds and fires the 1-2. Swing and a chopper on the ground. Coming on from third is Liendo. Throws to first in time on a stretch to Feliz. And there's two away.
Well, this has been a really, really good start from Dalton Rogers. Like I mentioned, only one hit allowed, and it was on a bunt single by Gene Ramirez. Other than that, has been shut down with six strikeouts. The lefty has been dealing against the Fireflies. The question is how well can Salem's bullpen do once Rogers is out of the game?
There's Roger late in the nine-hole hitter. Looks in strike number one in the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Roger Layton. Out of Managua, Nicaragua. Here's the 0-1, and it skips in the dirt. The count now even at a ball and a strike. So far this season, in 48 at-bats, just 7 hits. Batting below the Mendoza line at 143. Here's the 1-1. Called strike on a breaking ball that snapped down at the last second. Just finds the upper tip of the zone, and the count now 1-2. On base percentage of 192, so he does find his way there. Not great, though, as the 1-2 chopped on the ground. There's Liendo from third. Throw to first, dropped by Feliz. It was a tough stretch to the right-hand side of Feliz, and he had to stretch, nearly making contact with the base runner in Layton as well. And aboard will be Layton here with 2 outs on most likely a fielding error.
Yeah, an unfortunate play there. Liendo, a really nice throw. Seemed like it may have been a tad offline for Feliz, but regardless, there are 2 outs in the inning. It's something that you just have to let go by the wayside and focus on the next batter, which in this case is Gene Ramirez.
Top of the order with Gene Ramirez, first pitch, just outside on a fastball at 92 in the count now, 1-0. Well, Ramirez, no stranger to hitting the ball. 326 on the year. Only 6 RBIs, but man, can he hit. 1-0. Skips in the dirt. Blocked by Lira. Trickled away, able to gobble it up before any advancements are made. And the count now, 2-0. Ramirez in his 87 at-bats, 28 hits. Does have a home run. 390 on his on-base percentage as well. Very, very productive as a lefty. Here's the 2-0. No, instead it's a check over to first. Sliding in safely is Roger Layton. 2 outs, runner on first. A 1-0 lead for the Red Sox here in the top of the 5th. 5 hits for Salem, 1 hit for Columbia. Dalton Rogers has been shut down. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a fly ball sky high, shallow right center. Coming on is Blaze. Calls off Roman Anthony. Comes across for the catch, out number 3. We'll go to the bottom of the 5th. The Red Sox hold a 1-0 lead. Stranding 1 is the Fireflies. Bottom of the 5th after this. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. fifth here in Salem, Ben Cadorna. Now his fifth inning of work. We got ourselves a pitcher's duel between Dalton Rogers of the Red Sox and Ben Cadorna, the Columbia Fireflies, as the count moves to 0-1 on a called strike on a breaking ball to the leadoff hitter at the top of the order, Roman Anthony. The 0-1 pitch misses inside, gets away from Hernandez behind home plate, and the count now 1-1. Cadorna and Rogers going at it. Rogers has only given up one hit. He's been absolutely outstanding for the Red Sox. Here's the 1-1. Missing upstairs, and it's 2-1. Cadorna, on the other hand, yeah, he's given up five hits. He's only given up one run. It was a solo shot by Luis Ravello to take that 1-0 lead. 2-1, chopped on the ground. Here's Rodriguez from second. Underhand toss to first is there, and there's one away.
A good old-fashioned pitcher's duel. You know, you talk about those five hits given up by Cadorna, but it's still a 1-0 ball game, and we're in the bottom of the fifth. It's so refreshing after, you know, a lot of baseball in the modern day is all about how many home runs, how many hits can a batter get, where some of the emphasis has maybe been taken off the pitcher, so it's really refreshing to see a true old-fashioned pitcher's duel.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Here's Miguel Blais. Two-hole hitter for the Red Sox tonight. Had a hit back in the first. Popped out in his second at-bat. Swings and misses at the 1-0 below the knees. And they count now 1-1. Miguel Blais, number three prospect in the Red Sox organization. Here's the 1-1. Swung on and missed. And the count now 1-2. So what you're looking at, the number two overall prospect in the Kansas City Royals organization in Ben Cadorna, and the number three overall prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization in Miguel Blais. What a matchup. 1-2, missing low, 2-2. Possibly two big leaguers later on in their career, certainly projected to be just that. Two American leaguers as we get a base hit down the left field line by Miguel Blais. He pumps the brakes at first, trots back to the bag. And with one out, there's a base runner at first for the Red Sox, Miguel Blais, with his second base knock of the night. Sets the table here for Cutter Coffee. 0-2 on the night and a little bit of slump as of late is Mr. Coffee. Large lead for Miguel Blais at first. Always a threat to steal. Check over to first. And in there safely is Blais. That one was close. And again, every time Miguel Blais is there, you have to keep an eye on him. You're looking at two teams that absolutely love to steal bases. Salem third in the league. Second in the league is Columbia. Another check down to first. In safely is Blais. We've yet to see a pitch thrown to Cutter Coffee.
Well, those are the two disengagements now for Cadorna. He can't do it again.
Will Blais go? First pitch. Fastball missing outside at 91, and the count now 1-0. Boy, that pitch looked good. A tight strike zone here behind home plate for Brandon Schmidt, I will say. Blais dancing over at first. The throw to first. In safely is Blais.
Yeah, and there it is. That's the third disengagement. Cadorna had to get Blais out on that third pickoff. Otherwise, it was an automatic advancement, and I believe it goes into the book as a balk. I might have to double-check myself on that. But Blais ends up at second because of Cadorna's fear of him going to second.
Yeah. Well, he'll steal third, too. He's done that before as well. Look at him dancing. Here's the 1-0, and it's inside for ball number two. The count now 2-0. Absolutely playing mind games with Ben Cadorna right now. Blais is literally skipping back and forth here about a fourth of the way down, moving as far as a third of the way down the base path between second and third. The 2-0 misses inside, and you saw Cadorna, he didn't even turn his head towards home plate to throw the pitch until he was more than halfway through his windup.
By the way, I will have to correct myself. It goes into the books as something I personally have never seen in person, a disengagement violation, and he's got him.
Here goes Blais, and he does have him. He threw it over to his third baseman in McNair. McNair applies the tag. Miguel Blais is still down right now as he was rolling towards the bag. He had him by a mile. Oh, boy. This is not a good sight if you're a Red Sox fan. Here come the training crew. as Miguel Blaze, one of the top prospects in the organization, is down right to the left of the third base bag. And in that battle back and forth, Ben Caderna got the last laugh, ended up getting Miguel Blaze out as he was trying to steal. And you never like to see this. We may step aside in a moment here. Miguel Blaze now up to two knees, taking his time, being assisted up. It looks like he will be okay. Kind of a slow walk, not necessarily a limp, a little bit of a limp coming off the field. Yeah, there is a little bit of a limp there. Into the dugout, and you just hope Miguel Blaze is okay, because, you know, of course this team needs him, but just such a promising young prospect. 3-0 to Cutter Coffee. The get-me-over strike is there at 84, and the count now 3-1. Well, the base is cleared. Here's the 3-1. Rocketed fouled on the left field line. It'll move to full at 3-2. Two outs now instead of the one for Cutter Coffee. Calling time here is home plate umpire Brandon Schmidt. Glancing down the third base line, and yeah, they just have to move this ball that just kept trickling and no one retrieved it. Removing it from foul territory in the outfield, here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Cutter Coffee goes down swinging on a curveball, misses it. And it's strikeout number 5 on the day for Ben Caderna. We'll go to the top of the 6th, back after this, 1-0, Red Sox lead it. Top of 6 after this on MILB TV. Welcome back here at Salem Memorial Ballpark as we get a foul ball down the left field line here for Omar Hernandez, the catcher, to get us going in the top of the 6th. Michael Valera, new pitcher in the ballgame for the Salem Red Sox, comes in relief for Dalton Rogers, who had one of the best starts of the season so far for Salem. Rogers went 5 innings, gave up just 1 hit, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts at a 2.55 ERA. Swing and a miss here for Hernandez, and the count moves to 0-2. Got him with the changeup. An update for you as well. Miguel Blaze back out there in right field. Had an injury scare trying to steal third. Was tagged out. Had a tough tumble. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a fly ball into center. Coming on, Roman Anthony charging ahead. Underneath it. Makes the catch. One away. And again, Miguel Blaze took a tough tumble, stayed on the ground for a bit, was assisted up, kind of a little bit of a, more of a slow walk, but a little bit of a limp for Miguel Blaze into the dugout. Back out there in right field, looks to be okay and ready to go. I don't think he'd be out there if he wasn't. So there's one away. It's a 1-0 lead for the Red Sox. And the first pitch to Brett Squires misses high and away. The count now 1-0.
You know, it's about time for Rogers. He had 81 pitches, which is a bit high for this level, so not surprised to see the call to the bullpen here.
And excuse me, Lisandro Rodriguez fires one out into right. This ball will be down for a base hit, running all the way near the track. It's bobbled by Anthony as he crosses paths with Blaze. Rounding second, heading for third is Rodriguez. He stumbles at third. He's on the bag. The Sox had trouble with the exchange all the way around on the cutoff and the throw in. And it's going to go in the book as a triple here for Lisandro Rodriguez. Runner on third, just 90 feet away from tying this ball game in the top of the sixth with one out.
Yeah, big opportunity here with only one away. Squires is a guy who can consistently put it in the outfield. Likely anything that goes into the outfield territory scores the tying run for Columbia here.
Now here's the table set for Brett Squires. First pitch, check swing, misses inside on a fastball at 93, and it is 1-0. 278 on the year as Mr. Squires struck out and walked so far tonight. Does have a stolen base as he grabbed second. 1-0 on the way. Swing and a miss. That was way outside, and he still tried to chase after it on an 88-mile-an-hour, what will look to be a very fast slider. 1-1. Yesterday, Squires had a decent day. Started with an RBI single, but then was 0-for-3 after that. Went 1-for-4 altogether. 1-1, swing and a miss. Got him with that same slider again, and it's 1-2. Same pitch, same spot, same result. And a really, really sharp-looking pitch here from Michael Valera.
Yeah, Valera's going to need to do some work to get out of this inning. Doesn't get away from Squires that easily if he can record the out as Daniel Vasquez stands on deck.
In the stretch is Valera. That's his head. Back in his stance. 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss. Got him with the slider again. Three of them in a row. All of them swinging. First strikeout for Michael Valera, and there's two away. Well, that'll help get out of a jam, TK.
Yeah, now you don't need to worry about Rodriguez standing over at third. Focus on getting Vasquez out. Catch made in the outfield is no longer a threat. Instead, it gets you out of the inning.
Daniel Vasquez goes around on a high fastball that he tried to pull back on initially. And again, just too much forward momentum. It's 0-1. Vasquez batting 306 on the year, but 0-for-2 today. A pair of flyouts. He's getting the ball to the outfield, making contact, making him work for it as well. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with the changeup that time, and it's 0-2. A righty on righty matchup right now. Vasquez playing shortstop this evening. Dancing down the third baseline here is Rodriguez in the 0-2. Swing and a rocket out into left. This ball's carrying. It's crushed. It is off the very top of the wall. It's going to score the tying run, and pumping the brakes is Vasquez at first. Man, that ball was hit so hard, he didn't even have a chance to head for second. And in any other ballpark in the league, that thing is gone for a two-run shot. Instead, it's off the tippy top of the wall, and we got a tie ball game in the top of the sixth with two away.
Yeah, well, we've mentioned it a couple times this season. Every other affiliate in the Red Sox organization has their version of the green monster out in the left. Salem has it be their entire wall.
Okay, fair. But I will say, if you're going to have a green monster, maybe the foul pole will be in a little closer, like at Fenway. I'm actually curious, what is the foul pole at Fenway on the monster? The exact...
Well,
can you Google for
in
us?
In the major leagues, the dimensions are 350 to the poles, and these are 325.
Okay. Missing inside. Count now 2-0. Eric Pena, the center fielder, walked in the second, struck out in the fourth. Two balls, no strikes. Runner on first, two away. Tie ball game. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. It's 2-1. Blew the fastball right by him at 92.
And Gio, it's 310 down the left field line.
At Fenway?
At Fenway.
Right, so 320. I mean, obviously the wall's higher at Fenway. So I guess it, you know, kind of compensates. 310 at Fenway down the line. 325 here on a high wall. Check over to first, in safely, is Vasquez. So Lisandro Rodriguez ended up scoring. He crushed a triple. Was hit home by Vasquez. We got a plane flying overhead. Sun going down. Lights are on here at Salem Memorial. 2-1. Runner goes. Swing, foul, tip back to the netting. We'll do it again at 2-2. What'd you say, TK?
That was a loud plane.
It was. It was. You don't really see him fly low like that here because I guess Roanoke has an airport not too far. You just looked it up that quick. Wow, where's it heading?
It's going Roanoke? Into Roanoke. Yeah. People flying in from Chicago just got a free admission ticket to a Salem game for about 10 seconds.
2-2. Misses inside. We'll go full. This is a big pitch here for Valera to try and get out of this inning. He's got a runner on first, two outs, a full count, and a tied 1-1 ball game. He's given up a pair of hits, a triple, and a single with that one run after Dalton Rodgers had an unreal start, giving up just one hit. 3-2, it's on the way. Chopper down the right field line, foul. We'll run it back. Decent crowd here this evening. Bark in the park night. Handful of dogs out here in attendance. Actually, a lot. A pair of golden retrievers to my left. Husky down here. A lot of big dogs. Not really seeing many small dogs tonight. Runner on second here after a stolen bag. It's the 3-2. Swing and a rocket out to right. Blaze grabs it on a one-hopper on the line drive. A chance to score here, and they will. Columbia takes a 2-1 lead on an RBI single from Eric Pena. Brings Vasquez all the way home, and it's 2-1 Fireflies. Well, after a red-hot start from Dalton Rodgers, the wheels falling off a little bit here for Valera and the Red Sox. Here's Brennan McNair. Baseman struck out looking in the second, flew out to right field back in the fifth. Runner goes from first, swing, throw down to second, not there on a one-hopper. A good grab there by Ravello, but really no chance to make a play. Lira was looking for his what would be second gun out of the evening, and it would have got the Red Sox out of the inning. Runner on second, an 0-1 count with two down and a 2-1 lead for Columbia. The 0-1. Check swing high and in. Just missing McNair. Nearly hit him. 93 on the fastball, and it's 1-1. Well, in the world of hockey, the Toronto Maple Leafs with a 1-0 lead with 5:53 left to go in the second period over the Florida Panthers. Here's the 1-1. Misses inside, and the count now 2-2. Basketball going on as well. New York Knicks with a 50-47 lead over the Miami Heat at halftime. They're doing it without Emmanuel Quickley in the lineup. He's injured, missing game five. Here's the 2-1. Paints the outside corner on a fastball, and it'll go to 2-2. Knicks with their backs against the wall, trailing in the series 3-1. Looking to force would be game six. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Dropped by Lira. Scooped up. Throw to first. It's there. Red Sox get out of the inning, but they give up a lead. 2-1. Fireflies on top. They score two. They do so on three hits. No errors. One left on base. Bottom of the sixth after this. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Bottom of the sixth on tap for you here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Luis Ravelo to get us going in the bottom of six for the Salem Red Sox. Last time up, crushed a home run over the right field fence. It gave at the time Salem a 1-0 lead. Now they trail it 2-1 after a two-piece in the top half of this inning. They did so on three hits. A triple from Rodriguez. Vasquez hit him home with an RBI single, and then Eric Pena hit him home with an RBI single of his own. Two balls and a strike now for Luis Ravelo, the pitch. Swing and a miss, and we'll go to 2-2. 94 on the fastball, blown right by him. Pitchers duel early on. Both teams now looking to crack into that. 3-2, the count will move after a fastball misses high and in. The pitch misses outside. 94 on the fastball, and it's a full count walk to lead things off for Luis Ravelo here in the bottom of the sixth. Perfect if you're trailing by one and you're Salem. Mauricio Veliz, the brand new pitcher on the hill for the Columbia Fireflies. Coming in for Ben Kadurna, who had a fantastic start. Ended up with 5 strikeouts. He did give up 6 hits. First pitch missing outside to Alan Castro. It's 1-0. Runner on first. Nobody out. 2-1 this score. Columbia on top. 1-0 to Castro on the way. Swing and a line drive on the ground. Scooped up there by Squires. Throws to second in time. It doesn't get back to first, and it's thrown all the way towards the dugout as it got away. But not moving is Castro. He'll just take first base. So ends up swapping here with Luis Ravelo. They go with the fielder's choice. And I'm guessing they're going to give a fielder's choice for Castro. Could be an error. We'll have to see how they score it. I don't see an error popping up on the scoreboard for Columbia, so it looks like it will be a fielder's choice. Here's Juan Chacon, 2-for-2 on the night, is the designated hitter. Check over to first, sliding in safely there is Alan Castro. Chacon had a single back in the second and crushed a double back in the fourth. Time called here. And they need to switch balls. He tells Veliz that he's got to switch the ball out here, and he throws it away towards the dugout, and they get a new one. You don't see that all the time. I mean, it's common, but kind of halts up the game a little bit. Swing and a miss here on the first pitch, and it's 0-1 on a breaking ball that fooled Juan Chacon. Mauricio Veliz out of Guyana, Venezuela. 0-for-1 on the year with a 3-0 ERA. Appeared in 3 games, 2 of them were starts. 12 innings pitched, does have 11 strikeouts. Now a conversation here between home plate umpire and the dugout here for Columbia. Looks like we'll go back to baseball. So let's kind of reset the table for you. 2-1 the lead for Columbia. Runner on first with 1 out for the Red Sox. 0-1, Juan Chacon has been patiently awaiting these pitches. He's been in the batter's box for almost 2 minutes and has only seen 1 pitch. A ball and a strike, runner will go. Swing and a miss, throw down to second, not in time. Stolen bag for Alan Castro. Salem, third best in the league in doing that. And they show it off right there. Now 2 balls and a strike. Reads the scoreboard. I don't know how, because Chacon swung and missed. I'm going to trust the scoreboard, though. It says 2-1. There's the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a chopper on the ground, tailing foul down the left field line. And it'll move to 2-2. Tying run in scoring position for the Red Sox. In the stretch is Mauricio. They switch it now to 1-2. Here's a chopper coming on as McNair from third. On the run, throws to first. Picked off the ground there by Squires. Two away. Moves Castro over to third, just 90 feet away from tying this game up.
First time Chacon's been retired today. And did want to confirm for you, Gio, that Alan Castro round out what, or that play by Alan Castro was officially into the books as a fielder's choice with no error play.
Here's Ender Solita, struck out twice. Again, his first game here at the single A level with the Red Sox. First pitch swung on and missed. Fastball blown by him high in the zone, and it's 0-1. The young buck pulled up from the Florida Complex League after Ronald Rosario was elevated to high A with the Greensville Drive. He looks in ball number one, and the count evened up 1-1, 84 on the off speed, missing away. On deck, Albert Felice at Abram Liendo, the 8-9. Runner on third, 2-1 Columbia leads. Salem looking to tie it up, the 1-1. Swing and a miss, it's 1-2. Another fastball high in the zone. You can just kind of feel the youth, kind of swinging at everything, right?
Well, Valise has been pounding the zone really well as well. Columbia's a really good pitching staff, and Lira just needs to slow down, calm down, and catch up mentally.
He does look in a fastball below the knees, and the count evens up 2-2. Yeah, first game at this level. First time seeing these arms. It's a progression. 2-2. Skips up in the dirt, blocked by Hernandez. Full count here, big spot. Big, big spot for the young buck. Six hits for the Red Sox tonight. Four hits for Columbia. Infield playing out for the Fireflies. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a rocket line drive right to Vasquez at short. Man, if it was hit anywhere else, it would have scored a run and tied the game, and it would have been the first hit at this level for Ender Solira. It was a well-hit ball, and instead Vasquez was standing right there to spoil the party. Top of the seventh after this, Columbia with a 2-1 lead. We go to the top of the seventh here on MILB TV. Score Columbia on top of Salem as we head to the top of the seventh on a beautiful night for baseball. Hi everybody, Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. We go to the 8-9 and then top of the order here for the Fireflies. Leading us off, Junior Calderon, the designated hitter for Columbia. And a new arm on the hill for the Salem Red Sox as well. Michael Valera only lasts just the one inning. Ended up giving up three hits, two runs, and that's how Columbia took this 2-1 lead. First pitch misses high and inside, and the count now 1-0 for Junior Calderon. Calderon so far tonight struck out and grounded out. Chops one down the left field line, foul, and the count now moves even at a ball and a strike. infield on the right side playing in, on the left side playing out, and the new pitcher, Nathaniel Cruz, for the Red Sox, gets him to swing and miss at this high fastball, and the count now 1-2. Nathaniel Cruz out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Pitched just one inning so far this season. Only one outing. Here's the 1-2. Finds the zone, gets him looking. Got him with the off speed that just hooked right on in. There's one away. Good way to start here if you're the Red Sox and Nathaniel Cruz.
Again, Cruz didn't have the best outing against Fayetteville. Pitched one inning, allowed two hits, two runs. None of them were earned to his credit. Striking out two as well, so he's a really hit-or-miss pitcher, at least in his first outing against the Woodpeckers.
Here's Roger Layton looking in strike number one on a hooking curveball that finds the zone, and the count now 0-1. Just 140 on the year for Layton, 0-2 today with a strikeout, and he did get aboard with an error. 0-1, missing high and in on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and it evens up at 1-1. Well, let's go ahead and take a look around the rest of the league at the scoreboard here. Columbia and Salem, 2-1, the Fireflies lead it. Here's the 1-1, swing and a miss. Got him with an off-speed pitch to the outside. It's 1-2. Righty-on-righty matchup, so it gives that slider that can snap away.
And by the way, as we were talking about the Carolina League scoreboard.
1-2, hit on the ground sharply, scooped up here by Feliz from first, steps on the first base bag, 2 away.
Down in Myrtle Beach, a perfect game for Lynchburg's Parker Messick has just been broken up by the Pelicans' Ravaj Garcia, who singled to start the bottom of the seventh. But credit where credit's due to the Hillcats' Parker Messick taking a perfect game into the seventh inning.
Surprised to see a guy go that deep. Usually at the minors, even when a guy's having something historic like that happen, they're on a pitch count or anything else. Swing and a miss here for Gene Ramirez.
Well, in Messick's defense, he's only at 72 pitches right now.
Wow. So he's really mowing them down here. Ready on lefty matchup here. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball snaps down into the zone at 87, and the count quickly 0-2 for Ramirez. He singled back in the 30s, 1-for-3 altogether, batting plus 300 at 322. 0-2, missing inside, squibbed through the legs of Lira, 1-2. Nathaniel Cruz, already with a looking strikeout, looking to get out of this inning, 1-2-3. Playing in is Liendo down the left field line, rest of the way they're pushed down. 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a rocket sky high in foul territory in right. Making the catch, leaning up over the tarp, holding onto it. Oh, no, he dropped it. He dropped it. Luis Ravello had it. He was trying to sell it. He had it going to the ground and then behind that tarp. So he must have lost it once he hit the ground. And waving it off was the field umpire, Corey Gerber. So staying alive at 1-2 is Gene Ramirez. Well, across the rest of the league again, Fredericksburg and Carolina. Fred Nats at 9-17 on the year, struggling a bit, looking for a win. They lead it 3-2 after 7. Charleston trailing Augusta, the Green Jackets on top, 6-0 in the top of the 7th. 1-2 missing high in the count now 2-2. Lynchburg and Myrtle Beach, 4-0 Hillcats, perfect game just broken up. Kannapolis leads Fayetteville, 3-0. 6 hits for Kannapolis. 2-2. Misses high and away. 3-2, a full count now. Down East beat Delmarva earlier today, 2-0. 8 hits on the day for Down East. It's your Carolina scoreboard update brought to you by Bally Live here on MILB TV. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a pop-up just outside of the infield. Going back is Ravello in the outfield grass, and he makes the catch for out number 3. Well, 1-2-3. Cruz able to sit down the Fireflies. Bottom of the 7th after this. 2-1. Columbia on top on MILB TV. pitcher on the hill as we open up the bottom of the seventh. Columbia puts in their third arm of the day. Second out of the pen, it's Chaz Martinez, 6'3", 23-year-old out of San Pedro, California. Drafted in the 17th round. And again, just like his teammate in Brett Squires, went to the University of Oklahoma. The former suitor puts in strike number one to Albert Felice on a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Lefty pitcher on a righty batter. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a foul ball up behind home plate into the seats. And the count moves quickly for Felice to 0-2. Well, it was Salem with a lead after a home run crushed over the right field wall for Luis Ravello. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. High fastball blown past Felice, and there's one down on three pitches.
Great pitch there from Martinez. Just got Feliz to try to swing a little bit too quickly through it. Good first out there.
Martinez pitched against local Virginia Tech last year in the big win that sent the Sooners from the Super Regional onto the College World Series. Came in for one inning. Gave up a walk, had two strikeouts. The 1-0 finds the zone inside, and the count now 1-1 on the fastball. So Martinez, no stranger to Southwest Virginia, one of the biggest moments of his life to go to the College World Series. He kicks and deals the 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Got him with the off-speed. Abram Liendo, by the way, the nine-hole hitter, batting just 151. Does have a trifecta of RBIs. He's 0-2 today. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Golfed at the changeup. 0-3 now is Liendo. Back-to-back strikeouts. Chaz Martinez is dealing. Martinez played at Orange Coast College before transferring to Oklahoma. Transferred to Oklahoma after appearing in 18 games during the 2021 season at Orange Coast. He also batted .279 with 8 home runs, was a two-way player. Went 3-1 with a 4.5 ERA while on the hill. Top of the order with Roman Anthony. He looks in ball number one on a fastball outside. Here's the 1-0. Misses high and away again. 94 on the fastball. It's 2-0 to Anthony. Roman Anthony with a hit back in the third. He's 1-3 on the afternoon. 237 on the year. 2-0 pitch on the way to Anthony. Finds the zone. 93 on the fastball. Three fastballs in a row here to the former Florida native, Roman Anthony. Two balls and a strike. Nobody on. Two away. Salem down by one. The 2-1 pitch. Slider misses away. 3-1. Chaz Martinez's brother, Renee Martinez, played for Oklahoma. Ended up having a small minor league career. Here's the 3-1. Missing outside. It's a five-pitch walk here for Roman Anthony. That'll set up Miguel Blaise, who had an injury scare on third base a couple of innings ago. Ended up being okay. Came right back out into right field after everybody held their breath, and here he is up to bat for the first time since the incident. Big spot here in the bottom of the seventh with a base runner and two away. First pitch. Swing and a rocket down the left field line, tailing foul. Had a chance, ended up in the home bullpen. Miguel Blaise so far this season, when you look at his stats so far on the year, has three triples this season. A triple would score the game-tying run. Check over to first, Roman Anthony in there standing up. Did not have to slide. Three triples on the year, does have one home run, 15 RBIs altogether. Three triples and three doubles, which is interesting because a double's a lot easier to get than a triple. Check over to first again. Anthony's in there without even a tag being placed. So Only one pitch to Miguel. It's 0-1. On a loud foul. Down to the left field bullpen. Two down. Martinez used two disengagements. Here's the 0-1. Fouled in on the hands. Sky high into the seats. Back to the right of home plate. And it's 0-2. Infield playing out for Miguel Blaise. Runner goes. Pitch misses inside. Throw down to second. Nearly got away. It's a stolen bag for Roman Anthony. Him and Miguel Blaise both. Those two can do it. And now you'd think a base hit has an opportunity to tie this ball game up. Blaise looking to put one in play here. Down in the count 1-2.
You're almost starting to think it's a competition between Blaise and Anthony of who could steal more.
Anthony had a stolen base yesterday as well. 1-2. Chopped back up towards the mound. Squibbed away. Coming on. Vasquez throws to first. Not in time. Anthony going home. Throws not there. We got a tie game at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Miguel Blaise, another RBI.
What a heads-up play for the Red Sox. Credit to Ozzie Chavez, the third base coach and bench coach for Salem, who gave Anthony the green light, knowing that Columbia would be waiting on the umpire's decision on a bang-bang play at first, taking advantage of the opportunity and the lull in the game to tie the game up. Heads up, smart baseball for Salem there.
Goes in as a base hit for Miguel Blaise, and we're tied in the bottom of the seventh. Here's Cutter Coffee, runner on first, two outs. First pitch, check swing, missing high. 93 on the fastball, it's 1-0. You look at the stolen base numbers, 8 for Roman Anthony. Now he has number 9. Nearly double digits. 1-0. Missing way inside. It's 2-0 for Coffee on a breaking ball. 5 RBIs on the year for Cutter. Leading run on first. Cutter Coffee so far this year has one home run. Here's the 2-0. Misses inside. 3-0 for Coffee. Cutter coming off the heels of a two-hit game yesterday. Had two hits back on the fifth against Fayetteville as well. Here's the 3-0. The get-me-over strike paints the inside corner at 92. It's 3-1. So you have a situation where he's kind of strong, but a little inconsistent. He'll go two hits, then none for a couple of games, then two hits or a hit. But has been strong as of late. A check over to first, and easily there is Miguel Blaise. Counted as a disengagement here for Martinez. But in his last four games, does have two games where he's had two hits. 3-1 to Coffee. Missing inside. It's a 5-pitch walk, and there's two aboard here with two outs. A little bit of a 2-out rally here in the works for the Red Sox. Tied up at 2 here in Salem.
Now batting the second baseman, number 2.
Here's Luis Ravello.
I was just about to mention a big opportunity with Luis Ravello, who sent one over the right field wall in his most recent plate appearance. And this is going to take a mound visit for John Hobbyan, the pitching coach for Columbia, just to talk to Martinez. The game is tied. There's nothing you can do about that right now. I think the message here to Martinez is like what I just said. The game is tied. Nothing you can do about it. Keep it tied. Give your team an opportunity. Columbia has the heart of the batting order, the 2-3-4 due up in the top of the eighth. So the message right here is try to keep it tied. Don't focus about the runners. There are two outs. Get the batter Ravello out. Focus on that.
He's Ravello, and I couldn't agree with you more, Tyler. Had the home run, like you mentioned, back in the fourth. A solo shot. Here's the first pitch. Misses inside on a fastball, and it's 1-0. Runners on first and second. Two down. 2-2 this score. Salem tied it here in the bottom of the seventh. RBI single from Miguel Blaise brought Roman Anthony home. Here's a 1-0. Paints the inside corner on a fastball, and it's 1-1. Lefty on righty matchup here. So look at those pitches to break in, not away. Here's the 1-1. Check swing. Doesn't matter. It's over the plate at 93. It's 1-2. I'd love to go back and see what Ravello hit that home run on, if it was a breaking ball or a fastball. You don't happen to remember, Dave.
Off the top of my head, I want to say slider, but I'm not 100% on that.
The 1-2. Swing. It's crushed down the left field line. It's scooped up, and the force out is there at second. Vasquez to Rodriguez to end the inning. But Red Sox able to tie it up. They do score one run. They do so on just the one hit. No errors and two left on base. Top of the eighth after this, tied up at two here in Salem on MILB TV. Top of the eighth here in Salem, tied up at two. The Fireflies and the Red Sox getting down to crunch time. Tyler Katz going to take us the rest of the way.
Appreciate it, Gio. A 2-2 game as Salem tied it up in the bottom of the seventh. But it's the heart of the order for the Fireflies, starting with Omar Hernandez, who takes the first pitch upstairs for ball one. Nathaniel Cruz back in for his second inning of work after a 1-2-3 inning in the seventh for the Fireflies. Foul ball hooking back towards the press box, leaving up the count 1-1. So a big opportunity for the Fireflies with Hernandez, Rodriguez, and Squires due up. Throws away the ball in a pitch clock violation. As we'll take a look at around scores from across the Carolina League, Fredericksburg leading Carolina 7-2, top eight, as a ball way upstairs gets away for ball two. Fredericksburg looking for their 10th win of the season. They are the final team without 10 wins in the Carolina League. Augusta leading Charleston 6-0, top eight. It's the 2-1. Half-hearted swing and miss by Hernandez for strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Lynchburg still leading Myrtle Beach 5-0, bottom eight. Kannapolis leads Fayetteville 3-0, top nine. That game in Fayetteville. Ball inside. And that draws the walk. Scoreboard was a bit incorrect here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, so it is a walk. Scoreboard showed 2-2. It was, in fact, a full count, so Hernandez draws the walk. First base runner to reach for Nathaniel Cruz. As it brings up Vicenzo Rodriguez. Today, 1-for-2, a walk, a strikeout, and a triple on his line. Runner goes on the first pitch, fouled off, so having to retreat back to first is Hernandez. Final score we did not get to in the Carolina League. Gio mentioned earlier Down East defeating Delmarva 2-0. Down East winning six in a row now, taking a pretty commanding lead. Over the Carolina League North, if Fredericksburg holds on to beat Carolina. 0-1 delivery, foul back into the screen for strike two. Now, meanwhile, in the Carolina League South, Kannapolis holds a 3-0 lead top nine over Fayetteville with the chance to add on. Should Kannapolis win and Columbia lose, Kannapolis would only be a game behind Columbia in the Carolina League South. O2 delivery. High fly ball into right. Miguel Blaise has to backpedal just a tad. He reaches up, makes the catch. No tag from Omar Hernandez. One gone as Brett Squires, the next man to grab a bat. He's yet to put a ball in play today with a pair of strikeouts and a walk.
Loud out right there, TK, on a ball well hit out into right. Just not enough distance on it.
Again, Hernandez at first in a 2-2 ball game, top eight. Pitch from Cruz just outside for ball one. 91 mile per hour fastball. So we'll take you across scores from the Red Sox organization. After the 1-0 pitch to Squires, runner thought about going upstairs. Pitch pop up by Lira, but no action at first. Up in High A, Greenville falling to the Winston-Salem Dash, 9-4 today. In Double A, extra innings, Portland needed to take down the Somerset Patriots 6-5. 2-0 inside, make it a 3-0 count to Squires. It was a walk-off win for the Sea Dogs earlier today. And finally, the Worcester Woo Sox, a 6-2 win over the Rochester Red Wings today. Salem's affiliates all final, or 2-1, not including Salem's game, which is still underway. 3-0, ball outside, and it's a four-pitch walk to Brett Squires. For the fourth consecutive plate appearance, Squires does not put a ball into play, but does this time get aboard. Runners at first and second for Columbia, bringing up Daniel Vasquez, who's 1-3.
We're going to get a call to the pen here. It's going to be it.
Liam Carroll coming out to talk with Nathaniel Cruz and take the baseball. We'll see who's coming in for Salem. Right-handed arm out of the bullpen. Only one left-handed option in the pen, however, for Salem. So Nathaniel Cruz's day is done. A bit of traffic on the base paths with just one out to speak of. Runners at first and second, as this will be Brock Bell taking the ball for Salem. Bell has been a pretty reliable arm this season. The question is can he get out of the jam? Daniel Vasquez, 1-3 tonight. Singled in his most recent at-bat in the sixth inning. That was an RBI single that scored Lisandro Rodriguez when he tripled. Columbia has only scored in one inning today. It was the top of the sixth. They put up a two spot. So Bell checks into the game. Salem in a big opportunity. Now, Gio, we had a really close ball game last night as well, in which Salem used the bottom of the ninth in a tie ball game to walk it off. What's the difference tonight when Salem has been the team more or less in charge for most of the game?
You think Salem's been in charge most of the game?
I think they've had the lead for most of it, and they've been out-hitting Columbia for all of the night.
Yeah, they've been out-hitting. I don't know, that top of the sixth really changed it when Columbia took a 2-1 lead at that point. It felt like there was a serious shift in momentum.
Well, a high fly ball out to center. Roman Anthony camps underneath it, will reach up and make the catch. Tagging up from second is Hernandez. He'll slide into third safely, tripping up Abram Liendo, who falls on top of him. And now down is Omar Hernandez. A little slow to get up, but he pops back up and is laughing it off with Abram Liendo. So obviously no bad blood there, and obviously seems okay. But there are now two outs in the inning. That's huge. Eric Pena will now have to put a ball down and reach first base to score Hernandez from third.
After being red hot as of late, TK. Oh, never mind. That's Tuesday scores.
First pitch outside.
Ooh, we got a good
one. Ball one.
We got a good one between Boston and Atlanta right now. Red Sox and the Braves going at it 2-2, top of the seventh.
Nearly parallel to what's going on here. Foul ball back towards us. It's hooking and nearly the perfect angle. Just a bit more power on it, it would have got right into our booth here.
I'm okay with it. No balls coming into the booth.
I was instinctively protecting
my
laptop.
The computers, we got too much fancy equipment up here for a ball to come in screaming in the broadcast booth.
1-1 pitch just upstairs, 83 mile per hour pitch from Bell.
You know, with the weather starting to get warm, I remember I had a battle up here with a giant grasshopper. I don't think you were here that night, but a couple of weeks ago on a Friday night, this grasshopper and I were just not agreeing. He found his way into the booth.
2-1 swung on a miss. Throw down to second base. No good. The throw back home. Got him stealing home on the double steal. It was Lira who took the bait, but Coffey said not today. Threw it back home. Chopped out is Hernandez. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Tied at 2 here in Salem. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Tie game, bottom of the eighth. Alan Castro, Juan Chacon, Anderson Lira due up this inning. First pitch, a ball upstairs. Chaz Martinez back out for his second inning of work after allowing the tying run to score in the previous frame. 1-0 delivery, well high and outside. Goes outside of the glove of Hernandez all the way to the backstop for ball two. Castro today is 0 for 1. Pitcher Martinez, high pop-up, shallow left field. Vasquez, the shortstop, is there as he tracks onto the infield dirt to make the catch. A pop-out to short begins the bottom of the eighth. One away for Juan Chacon.
Big spot here for Chacon. Two hits today, 2 for 3 on the evening to be exact, a single and a double. Why not hit a triple and a home run and make it the cycle? But a good night for Juan. See if he can keep it hot.
First pitch to Chacon in there for strike one. Chacon, as you mentioned, 2-for-3 today, has been looking really good so far. 0-1 delivery. Ball just a touch upstairs, 92-mile-per-hour fastball from the former Oklahoma Sooner, Chaz Martinez. A ball and a strike. Martinez quickly sets and fires again. Chacon cuts on and misses. Big opportunity in this game in the bottom of the eighth, a tie game. Both teams looking to take advantage. Columbia couldn't do so in their half of the inning.
TK, Juan Chacon here, hitless against a left-handed pitcher this season.
Trying to get his first, the 1-2. Takes a pitch just downstairs.
Now, granted, those numbers are a little bit skewed. A lot more righties in this league than lefties. Martinez is a lefty. Only 6 at-bats against lefties, but still hitless.
2-2, and he will remain hitless against left-handed pitchers as he swings and misses for strike three. It's the third strikeout of the night for Chaz Martinez. 2 gone, nobody out for Andrew Solira. Looking for his first Carolina League debut. Excuse me, his first Carolina League hit. Has struck out and lined out. 2 strikeouts today as he fouls the first offering back. 92-mile-per-hour fastball from the lefty Martinez.
Yeah, that line out to the shortstop by Lira was loud. I mean, that had a chance to score some. It was. As this one misses low and away, sorry, TK.
All good.
It was a situation where you had guys on base. In fact, you had Castro over there at third, just 90 feet away, and was so close to getting through. Would have got through if it was hit anywhere else but square at the defender Vasquez at short.
1-1, big cut and miss. 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Waving at air was Lira. For strike two, it's a ball and 2 strikes. Due up for Columbia is the 6-7-8 in the top of the ninth, by the way. 1-2, just missing downstairs.
Yeah, just kind of some of those. And he's literally, I've watched him grow throughout his first game here at Single A because he came out and swung at everything early on. Now looking some pitches in a little bit.
And a swing and a miss yet again. A hat trick of strikeouts for Ender Solira. In his Single A debut, back-to-back punch outs for Chaz Martinez as well. Through 8 innings of play, we're tied and we head to the ninth. Columbia trying to take the lead in clutch time. Here from Salem Memorial Ballpark when we come back on MILB TV and Valley Live. We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. First pitch is fouled off by Eric Pena. Pena leads off the inning. He did have an at-bat or was standing in the batter's box when the last inning came crashing down. A double steal Brett Squires took off. Omar Hernandez, who was at third, took off for home. He was caught stealing. Ball downstairs will make it a 1-1 count. Pitch, a short dribbler. Liendo will pick it up at third. Short throw over to first is in time for the out. A 5-3 ground out for Eric Pena. One away here in the top of the ninth. And for the second consecutive day, we have a close game in the ninth inning. Yesterday it was 5-4 entering the top of the ninth. Columbia tied it before Salem walked it off with a run of their own in the bottom of the ninth. Junior Calderon, make this Brennan McNair at the plate. McNair today is 0-3. A couple of strikeouts and a flyout to right. A ball will miss downstairs. Wind up and pitch, a fly ball hit well towards left field. Castro goes back, and this one hits off the base of the wall. To second base is McNair, who pulls in with a one-out double. A runner in scoring position for Junior Calderon. The Fireflies in a bit of business here in the top of the ninth. In a 2-2 ball game, Calderon has an opportunity. He's 0-3, looking to break the spell. Calderon waiting on the first offering, a look back, the second from Bell. On the way, a dribbler foul up the third baseline. It goes for strike number one. So it's an 0-1 count, another look back to second. Bell now fires a high fly ball heading over to short. It's picked up. No, it was called a foul ball. It was a high bouncing ball. And my apologies yet again. That was called a balk on Brock Bell. So McNair does get up to third. Because of the balk, it's a no pitch, so the count remains 0-1. Again, apologies on that. Calderon faces the 0-1. Ball outside. Runner at third, it would be the go-ahead run for the Fireflies. 1-1, swing and a miss. Calderon facing a 1-2 count off-speed pitch from Brock Bell. Again, Columbia has the go-ahead run 90 feet away at third, represented by Brennan McNair. The 1-2, spoiled foul and into the seats. Give us time to talk about what happened on this day in Red Sox organizational history. On this day, May 10th, 1999, Boston Red Sox Nomar Garcia-Pera hits two grand slams and a two-run home run against the Seattle Mariners for a 10 RBI game. Calderon looking for an RBI of his own here, and it's a balk. A balk drives in what could be the game-winning run for Columbia. As the run comes in to score, it's the second balk of the inning against Brock Bell. And you can't be making those mistakes in this big of an opportunity in the game. Ground ball hit over to third, picked up by Liendo. Throw onto first. He's in time for the out. So two gone now. But a double for Brennan McNair, followed by two balks during the Calderon at-bat. Score McNair, and Columbia has a 3-2 lead. Roger Layton now batting with nobody on and two away with the run scoring. First pitch, swing and a miss. For strike one.
TK, I said in the break that this game's going to be decided by who has the best pitcher on the hill right now.
0-1 as a ball comes inside. And Brock Bell, that's the first run that he's allowed today, and it comes off a couple of balks. Chaz Martinez, who is currently on the mound for Columbia, expect to see a closer come in now. but Martinez has allowed a run as well. 1-1 fouled off for strike two to Layton.
Martinez, yeah, he allowed a run, but four strikeouts, struck out two in the eighth, sat him down 1-2-3. I mean, quick work of the Sox. I mean, he looked impressive, no doubt.
1-2, just a touch high on the 93-mile-per-hour fastball. Bell, I think, thought he got him. Instead, it's a 2-2 count, reset, and they'll go again. Should Layton reach, Gene Ramirez stands on deck. Swinging a foul ball over the press box into the parking lot. Two balls, two strikes, nobody on. Two outs, top of the ninth. Columbia has taken a 3-2 lead. Ball inside will put the count full.
Just big pitch coming.
And just went into that gap in between the belt of Layton and home plate. So, as you mentioned, Gio, a big pitch here for Brock Bell. Payoff pitch, grounded over to short. Coffee picks it up, throwing to first in time. Got him for the third out, but it comes a bit too late. A pair of balks and a double allow Columbia to take the lead. Bottom of the ninth coming up. Salem trying to rally when we come back on MILB TV and Bally Live. We welcome you back here to Salem. Albert Feliz leads off the inning as Columbia goes with a new pitcher on the bump. First pitch inside for ball one. It's Cooper McKeon, the pitcher at a BYU. Has a 2-1 record this season with a 1.38 ERA and one save. Swing and a miss for strike one for Albert Feliz. He goes for save number two today. If he can shut down Salem without allowing a run here in the bottom of the ninth. Feliz swings and misses at a off-speed pitch inside. McKeon got his lone save of the season on April the 25th against the Augusta Green Jackets. 1-2 inside. Holds off, a peel down, no swing, says Corey Gerber. Trying to earn the save and to even up the series at one game apiece as Salem took game one yesterday. Ball outside to Feliz will work the count full. Payoff pitch for McKeon. Called strike three. Albert Feliz goes down on strikes at an inopportune time. Salem now only having two outs to work with the 9-1 due up Abram Liendo and Rowan Anthony.
See if they can manufacture something here low in the order. Gonna have to. Tough spot because you're coming into a softer spot of the lineup, too.
Dating back to last inning, that's now three consecutive strikeouts for the Fireflies. Called strike date to Abram Liendo to open the inning. So far, 10 strikeouts for the Fireflies pitching staff. The ball will miss outside, evening up the count. 84-mile-per-hour pitch just missing. Salem walked it off in the bottom of the ninth last night. Fly ball hit into right field. It drops for a base hit. Abram Liendo sparks a bit of life into this Salem roster. It's the eighth hit of the night for Salem, the first for Abram Liendo.
That's big. That's really, really big. You get production out of the nine hole in a spot that Liendo had just struggled in tonight, to keep it, you know, frank. You know, 0-for-3 on the night, able to grab one there and couldn't draw it up at a bigger time. Now you set up your strongest bats.
Pickoff back to first base, but in safely is Abram Liendo. Flashback to yesterday. Abram Liendo was on the base paths twice. He came around to score both times. First pitch, a called strike to Roman Anthony, a 93-mile-per-hour fastball. Anthony today is 1-for-3. Single, walk, pair of groundouts. A look back to Liendo. Wind up and pitch, finds the strike zone yet again. 85-mile-per-hour pitch from McKeon. And Anthony has watched two strikes go right by. Time called by Anthony. Steps back in the batter's box. Another long look over to first. Wind up and deal on the 0-2. Swing and a miss. It's a drop third strike. Can't find it as Hernandez. And because first base was technically occupied, it goes down as a strikeout for Roman Anthony, so he does not get to advance. However, on the pass ball, Abram Liendo will get into scoring position for Miguel Blakes. Huge opportunity for the top prospect on the Salem roster. Blakes today, 3-for-4. A great day at the plate for Blakes, trying to continue it. First pitch, a called strike outside, an 84-mile-per-hour pitch from McKeon. One delivery, swing and a miss for Blakes, and the Salem Sox are down to their final strike of the evening. McKeon looking for his second save of the season, if he can retire Blakes here. Drop ball as the runner goes to third. Abram Liendo gets to third, and suddenly the tying run for Salem, 90 feet away with a 1-2 count to the 3-for-4 Miguel Blakes.
Let's get a ball in play here. No bigger guy to be at the dish. Sox down to their final strike, though.
It is a 1-2 count. Any ball that gets by Blakes in the strike zone ends it. That one just a touch high. Dangerous pitch to lay off.
That's a big take. And that's a pitch he usually likes, too.
Goes down as a wild pitch to get Liendo to third. 2-2 delivery, swung on and missed, and Columbia will take game two of the series by a final score of 3-2. Salem had a chance to tie it with a runner at third, but instead the story of the game is two balks and a double in the top of the ninth as Columbia wins it 3-2 to even the series at one. Game three tomorrow night at 7:05, Geo. Before we step aside, any final thoughts?
It's a tough pill to swallow to see the ball game end like that, right? You'd rather tip your cap and say, hey, this thing ended on, you know, great hitting or a really nice rally put together. Instead, though, a pair of balks, one of them to bring in a run. That's a tough way to lose a game. no doubt. But the beautiful thing is you get to do it all over again tomorrow night.
Well, that'll do it for our coverage here again. Columbia taking down Salem 3-2 today. Columbia evens the series, improves to 18-11 on the year. Salem will fall to 13-15. As Gio mentioned, we do it all again tomorrow night. 7:05 first pitch. We'll see you there on MILB TV, Valley Live, and SalemRedSox.com. For our entire production staff in the booth to our right, including producer Stephen Langdon, and for my partner up here in the broadcast booth, Giovanni Heater, I'm Tyler Katz, saying so long from Salem Memorial Ballpark, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.